So we'll spend a little time just to cover registration. I think it's helpful to be clear on what we're looking for, just so that we could save time towards the end. And of course, I think just from even some of the sharing, you know, we're always trying to improve. We fully realize that we're not there yet, even in terms of registration, but every year we try to get things done faster. But for all of that, it's just so that we could have the best atmosphere, right, for the young people to be here during these 10 days, that they could really receive something of the Lord speaking, of His shining, and that the Lord could do whatever He wants to do in them, right? But registration is a key component because it really, you know, if I had a diagram, all the information goes into registration and it kind of disseminates, right? And so, so for all these services, like in order to plan accordingly, we really rely on the accurate information coming into registration. So I think the first thing is in every locality, every year, you know, we'll send out an email and we're looking for one person, one or two, to serve as a registration coordinator. And so that person is really acting as a liaison. So if you're here from, you know, most of all the localities are represented, it's good to establish that ahead of time. If we don't hear back from you, then we just assume it's the same person from last year, right? And so that person is really critical because they relay a lot of the information back and forth. And so I think a few things just right off the bat we could cover. When we're registering the young people, and this is important, we must make sure their grade is correct because a lot of things are dependent on their grade. It's like where they're sleeping, which cabin they're in, which group they're in. And so if their grade is incorrect, and the grade is the grade for the coming school year. It's not the grade that they just finished. It's the grade for the coming school year. And so we've had a few cases where, you know, the poor 10th grade sister is staying with, you know, the 9th grader, and she wants to be with her, you know, her peers. And it's hard to shuffle things around last minute because all the cabins are filled, right? And so that's important. It's also try to do your best to get the spelling right on the names of the young people. But grade is very important. And we'll also have a website ready. It's similar to last year where you could download a lot of the things that we're covering. There's a list of rules and regulations that actually it's very helpful if prior coming to the Summer School of Truth, you could just spend maybe a young people's meeting or on a Lord's Day, just go over that list. Don't assume, right? They you know, they're a senior, they got it. Because a lot of the matters could have been taken care of locally prior coming up here. For example, the dress code. Actually, if you can all just go over that with your young people, then they won't come up here. But, oh, am I serving? Well, I didn't know, right? But if, you know, we could all take care of that in a locality level, then a lot less issues that we will face. So that will be available on a website, and we'll send this out to the coordinators. And so you could download the rules and regulations. They need to read it, and of course they need to sign it. And then also the medical release form. That is also very important because we have a growing amount of young people who have allergies. And so we want to get that information ahead of time so that we could do our part to make sure they have things that they can eat here.
Was that? It also has, release on whether we can give them
a right, yeah. That's also important. If you need to hear, Crystal. I'll just repeat it. So we also need the parents to sign off that we can administrate any sort of medication, right, to the child. So that's also included on the form. And of course, the child can bring the medication with them, but we just need a signature from the parents. Yeah. Any other questions regarding those two things? Okay. With the registration itself, it will be very similar to last year, but we have implemented a new website. It's still in the works. Like I said, everything's trying to improve year after year. And so everything will, again, be done online. And so the coordinator would just have to fill out the information and input it. But I would say this, you don't have to wait for, because sometimes, you know, we're trying to tweak things last minute, and so the website might not be available. Well, I mean, of course, we'll try to get it to you as soon as possible, but locally, you could have, you know, you could start the registration process, you know, as soon as the official announcement goes out, just have a local registration going. You don't need to wait for the last minute to sign up the young people. Regarding registration in terms of part-time, full-time, I think most of our young people, of course, sign up full-time, and then we do have those who can only do part-time, and I think we'll keep the same from previous years. We're asking for at least four days as a part-timer from the young people side. And then anyone who's coming less than that, they'll be put on a waiting list. Depending on the space that we have on the camp. Okay, so what that means is, for example, like the two weekends, if that young person could come for both weekends, then, you know, go ahead, we could register them. But if it's less than that, then they're on a waiting list. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Four nights, sorry. No, it doesn't have to be consecutive nights. So like my example, you know, the first weekend and then the last weekend, they could do something like that. Okay, and then it was mentioned before, for the serving saints, including the TAs, we really need full-time packages or, slots. Yeah, that's a good word. But that doesn't mean you have to be full-time, but just we really hope that within each locality, we understand some localities are smaller, so, you know, feel free to fellowship the burden, you know, with the nearby surrounding churches. Ideally, you know, we really want to have ones who know the young people, right? And so, you know, if, you know, close by other churches, you know, the other serving saints might know your young people, and you can fellowship with them. So I think it's pretty clear, right? We just, you know, if there's three brothers, right, you just need to coordinate to fill out one slot. But having said that, I would say it is very good to have full-time serving ones as much as you can. It's just because, you know, we're really here spending a whole 10 days with the young people, And I think for the ones who've been here and served in this way, you would testify that it's really amazing what the Lord can do in these 10 days. Because you build these relationships that actually last. They last for a very, very long time. I still know of some small groups that are still, you know, keeping their weekly Bible reading prayer calls, you know. They started 2-3 years ago, and to this day, they're still keeping it with the same TA and the same serving, you know, serving one. And so this is what happens, you know, during the Summer School of Truth. And that can only happen when you spend an adequate amount of time with the young people, right? So, yeah, it's true. You can have five serving saints to form one slot. You know, everybody comes for 2 days. But, you know, the first day, you're just kind of getting to know them. By the time you get to know them, it's time to leave, right? So if the serving saints, if we could just, you know, have more time with the young people, I think you'll realize it's really worth it, right? So anyways, we just ask you all to fellowship among the other serving saints, parents in your own locality. And hopefully, you know, we won't have any lack on this part this year.
Registration for doing that, will it be an easy way to do that? Putting all the names?
Yeah, so on the website, there is a way to, you know, put down the name, and then I think you check off, right, the days that you're able to attend. And so then we'll be very clear on, you know, who's going to be here.
In the comments section, then I think you write down who you're teaming with.
Yeah. That's, for example, let's say it's me, Frank, and Israel, right? We're forming a team. And so we could register like this, Shepherd, Frank, Israel. And in the comments section, well, there's really two parts. So you'll have a place where you can indicate the dates, right? And in the comments, you could write, you know, I'm here for 8-2 to 8-6, right? And then Frank is here from 8-6 to 8-10. And then 8-10 to 8-12. And then you could write team or group, whatever, Shepherd, Frank, Israel. So then on our side and registration side, we know that, okay, these three brothers are serving together as a team, right? So you could do it that way. I mean, this is mostly for the registration coordinators. If you could do this for us, it would just make our life a lot easier. Is there any other questions?
What's the serving one to young people ratio again?
The serving one to young people ratio is 1 to 4. So for every 4 young people, there should be 1 serving one. And do be conscious of the brothers and sisters, the numbers, right? So if your locality for some reason has 10 sisters and 2 serving ones, 10 sisters and 2 brothers, you should send more sister serving ones. Don't just send like 3 brothers, right? But just try, do your best. Eventually, everything evens out. Again, we're here in the body. After a while, we just know one another's kids, and so we're caring for each other's young people. But just, do your best.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's another good question. So we usually, every year, we'll do this again. We'll send out a form, a Google form, to all the serving saints. And actually, in one of the questions, it'll ask you if you have a burden to either serve on a particular grade or if you want to be like with a particular section, either with the junior hires or high schoolers. Just to fellowship this, a lot of the serving ones, they like to stay with their groups. Actually, my wife did this for a period of time. Started with a group of sisters, 7th grade, and just moved up with them, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. It's relationships, right? You're with them their entire 6 years of summer school of the truth. Even today, you know, she still has fellowship with a lot of them. Anyway, it's lifelong, right? And there's real benefit to that. So you could also consider, especially if you were here last year, if you want to serve with the same group from last, just let us know. And we'll do our best to accommodate. Related to that is also with the housing. If there are special cases, you could also use that comments section. If there's like a new one, they need to be paired with to be paired with another young person, it's a little trickier because they have to be the same grade. If there's like an older, either a TA or a serving one who should be with that young person, you know, just let us know. Also, special needs, even among the serving saints. I know some, they have like a sleep apnea machine they need to be plugged in, they need a socket. Anyway, just, you could either shoot us an email or write it down in the comments to communicate any special needs to us.
Shepherd, this Google form you just talked about, when is that sent? That's after everybody registered?
Yes, but I'm thinking actually this year, I just feel like we maybe, if it's possible, I didn't fellowship this out yet, but I wonder if we could find out from all the churches, the serving ones, and register them ahead of time, like maybe set an earlier deadline for the serving ones and TAs. I don't know how you all feel about that, just so that we can know who's coming. And then I just feel like, you know, with this burden of prayer, it'd be so good if, let's say, you know, I don't think we've done this yet, but, you know, we could figure out who's on which grade ahead of time, right? Maybe a couple weeks ahead of time, and then let, you know, like Israel and Frank, they're going to be with the junior brothers, and so we could pair up and then just start praying. I think that would be something very good. Yeah, so we'll put that in the initial email to have the TAs and serving ones to register earlier. So your deadline will be earlier than the young people's. Are there any other questions? I think that's all I have.
We should put that in there. If you're able to translate, put your language in that you can translate.
Yeah.
Or if the churches could consider sending us a few Chinese translators and a few Spanish translators. Come just to serve translation.
Yeah.
That will be helpful. More and more we're getting children of some of the immigrant families that need this. If we had this, it would be a great service.
Yeah.
Then you're not with the kids, separate service. You can rest the other time.
Right.
Just come forward. And if you could send 3 days, 3 days, 3 days, somebody like that, that would be also very helpful. Yeah.
And please indicate that too, like on the comments. If that young person needs translation or, you know, we like to know ahead of time so that we could prepare.
Chinese and Spanish. And we're going to start needing Korean as well, but right now the need is Chinese and Spanish.
Do they need to provide their own devices to listen?
If possible, please bring your own radios too, if they could bring it, that they have their own. We have a limited supply, but don't count on that.
We have some translation.
Let's close our session with prayer. I hope that we can practice to pray in a very coordinated way and pray as one man. For this, we must pray short prayers.
Amen.
So how about at the beginning, we institute this, just pray one sentence. Just pray one sentence. And let's see how much time we have and how the Lord leads us. But we could pray for any and every aspect. We could pray for the burden. We could pray for the registration, that all the young people would come. We could pray for the junior hires. We could pray for the first timers. We could pray for the more serving saints. We could pray for the translation, for everything. We just follow the Lord's leading, and we follow one another.
Amen.
We follow one another and try to jump in. That if everyone just pray one time already, I don't think we have enough time for that. But let us pray for the weather.
Amen.
Pray for the young people who are in these programs to be freed.
Amen.
Pray for the parents to have the proper priorities.
Amen.
There's many things that we can pray for. But how about for the beginning, just one sentence, and then allow another to complete your thought and even your prayer. And we follow one another, and we pray as one man. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, bless this summer school.
Amen.
That's right.
Free up every young person to come.
Amen.
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 The young people will see the church. to see the church.
Amen.
Living on a heavenly vision.
Amen.
As our head.
Amen.
the grace to reach every young
man. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
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 Reach them in the messages.
Amen.
Reach them in the group time.
Amen.
Saints, we need to.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We need to be faithful to the time, because we know many have a long ride home. Isn't such prayer nourishing and enlightening? I hope that we could practice this kind of prayer in our prayer meetings, in our group prayer meetings, in the church prayer meetings. Pray as one body. And the burden can be released in such a setting. We just need a little coordination to put this room back. If we could have some brothers to move this back to that platform, and also this table, this and this, and then we're going to put our chairs all along this wall.